Hello, everyone, and welcome to
What a Pitch!
The podcast where people pitch made-up movies brought to you by the Pandering Talk Channel. I am your co-host, Dan Cutler, and joining me, as always, is my lovely co-host. Hold on one second. I'll pod you forever. I'll pitch you for always. As long as you're with me, my co-host, you'll be. It's Sean Dangler. How's it going, Sean?
Good. I don't know. I can't follow that up. I don't have any musical talent like that.
You don't need, you have the comedy. You have the looks.
Well, thank you.
You are probably way funnier than I am, too, actually.
I don't know about that.
Traditionally funnier.
Sure.
You know how to, like, build a joke and, like, do
stuff. Kind of.
All right. That is confidence.
No, you're always learning how to build a joke, you know? You're never perfect.
That's true.
Yeah.
Do you subscribe to the... Do you know the Jerry Seinfeld never break the chain method?
I don't know.
So one time Jerry was asked in a... I know I'm on a first name basis, Jerry.
Yeah, of course.
He was asked in an interview, how do you, like... do so many specials, you know, so much. How do you have so much comedy? And Jerry's like, well, I do this thing. I call it never break the chain. Every day I write a joke. Literally every single day he writes a joke. And he's like, if I wake up and I'm not feeling great or I'm super busy, I write like, knock, knock, who's there? No one. It's just like always doing something every single day towards your ultimate goal.
Yeah. I should do more of that. I do not do that.
Yeah.
Same. I should do that in all different things in my life to work towards something instead of
other stuff. Like taking showers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I take nice cold showers. That's the one thing I do.
I've gotten myself into. Yeah.
Two minutes every day I wake up and I'll take a nice cold shower to wake my ass up. I've also started trying to meditate more.
Wow. Wow.
Trying to get that mental health.
The long hair makes sense now.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do want to ask you about meditation.
Don't smoke the ganj, though, if you know what I mean, right?
Well, I got you covered there,
if you know what I mean.
All right, I'm going to ask you about that. But first, I want to introduce our guest. He is a lovely man. He's a stay-at-home dad. He's a stand-up comedian. And he brought us beer for the first time ever on What a Pitch.
Yeah.
A-class. It's Ian Pope. Thanks for coming on the show, Ian Pope.
Wow, thanks for having me, guys.
How you doing, man?
I'm very, very good. Very happy to be here. I loved the song, and I love the Jerry Seinfeld snippet. I love the Dangler cold showers. Really off to a hot start tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's all downhill from here.
Wait, so, well, that's fine. Like a roller coaster, you know? It's
yes. Up and down, loop-de-loops.
That's right.
All that jazz.
How long have you been doing the freezing cold showers?
Since like March, I think.
Awesome.
I've been doing it. So I started right as I was coming out of my last bout of COVID that I had the last time I was sick. Huh. And that fucking knocked me on my ass.
Sometimes, you know, you got desperate times, call for desperate measures.
Yeah, I don't know why. I just was like, I'm going to do this. And for some reason, I made myself do it. And my thing I've learned in my life, or I've heard other people say, if you do something for like 30 days straight, it basically becomes habit. And that's kind of honestly what happened is made myself do it. And now it's just like, I feel like I just got to do it each day, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm not, and honestly, it's like I've gotten more used to the cold. It's weird. Like I can take colder showers now and it doesn't bother me.
Yeah. You're going to crush this winter.
Right.
I hope so. One thing I've realized, if I take a shower before I go to bed, and then I take the shower the next morning, I'm like, it's a little extra cold when it hits you.
In the morning?
Yeah, in the morning. Mm. If you take a shower a little earlier in the day, and then you take that cold shower. Because I'm literally take a 2-minute shower. I'm not like doing nice shampoo or anything.
So
at
it's
that
a
point.
Supplemental it, shower.
Yes, basically.
Oh, so you're just trying to build. I thought like... You were like, that was your shower.
No.
Okay.
No. I'm not that used to it. I like showers. I like taking nice warm showers too.
Yeah.
Why are we talking about
I've gone the opposite
stuff
way.
So
I'm going, shower once a week method.
Really?
Yes. Once a week. I got in the pool today, which counts, I think, for a little while.
I mean, you got chlorine in there.
Chlorine in there. I've kind of got that smell about me right now where it's like, is this sweat or is it chlorine? And it's fine.
I regret giving you one of my nice dining chairs.
Well, hey, no, I think it's mostly chlorine. So
I'm kidding. No, you're fine.
My body will tell me when today, when's time, when you turn ripe, you know, I'm like, sometimes I'll, I'll shower ahead of time. I've done the same thing over. I've been doing this for years.
Yeah, really. So does your see? The thing is, if I go longer than a day, my hair just starts to feel real greasy, and I basically am like, I need a shower because like I get disturbed when my hair is like that.
Both men with long hair. So I will tell you what I've learned since having long hair is that day one after shampooing it is the worst day. So my hair is usually best on day two or day three.
Oh.
So I don't know before it turns. We're really getting into, is this a health and beauty?
It's a health and beauty.
Health and beauty.
I love it. I'm actually right there with you. Like because of COVID and you know, I started working from home a lot more. I'm like a once a week shower guy as well.
Wow.
Thankfully it was this morning. So
well timed.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I don't know how you guys can do it. I used to take two showers a day.
Well, honestly, it's because I'm lazy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough. I love showers. I think that's the thing.
I
enjoy being in the shower. I feel like that's the most freeing time of the day for me, honestly.
It's the only time Sean feels alive.
Yeah. Basically, you know? Not the world's not holding me down in that shower, yeah. You know?
See, I'm actually let me preface this. Baths are not for cleanliness.
Oh, gross.
They're purely for spa like emotional experiences.
Right. Mm.
I love baths. I'm a big bath guy.
Oh, man.
I'm just a big guy in general, though, so yeah. I rarely take baths, because rarely I find a bath that fits me.
Wow.
True.
I need, like, a fucking President Taft-sized bath. Yeah,
one of my best friends is a big bath guy,
really?
And he will, you know, send me a picture in the bath all regularly, like, just down there, because he knows I hate baths.
Yeah.
So he'll send, like, a picture of the end of the tub, like, I'm in the bath again, and I'm like, you... Animal. Yeah.
Does he like candles or get
he'll
meat?
Do it all in there. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he really settles in and gets comfortable. I learned a fact about Oprah recently that Oprah, it was like, this is a bath related fact. Yeah. Sorry.
No, she I actually, figured it was.
I fucking love this.
She has a bathtub that is made the shape of her body.
Oh.
Oh, I actually don't like that.
I think the headline was a typo. I think it's that Oprah actually has a body that's shaped like a bathtub, but that's a, what are you gonna do?
Fucking
that's
dicks.
That's the meanest joke I ever wrote. But yeah, the bath water was drawn, so I had to jump in. So
yeah.
That's all right.
Interesting.
I do actually have a question that I was thinking of prior to recording.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Iowa State Fair going on right now, boys. The most important time of our lives.
Of course.
Do you all have any like special fair memories or like what's your favorite fair things, anything like that?
I didn't go to the fair much growing up, like at all. My wife's family did a lot, but now honestly, even what I was doing today, but I've done in the past, is I work freelance or whatever for my old company doing running the audio for the Soapbox. And I actually really enjoyed listening to all the politicians, especially when there's like the presidential candidates or even people run for office in Iowa per se. Mm-hmm. I really enjoy those because you can really see who's actually a good speaker and who's not. And it's like, you're running for president and you have zero charisma right now.
Yeah. So the people who do the best are generally the best speakers, you would say?
Yeah. Usually like, if you're a terrible speaker, it just doesn't go well. Like, honestly, like, when Kim Reynolds won in 2018, I saw her and Fred Hubbell both speak, and I was like, Kim Reynolds is going to win, because, like, Fred Hubbell's a fucking robot up there, and Kim Reynolds actually seems like a human.
Right.
Yeah. Did you ever see Joe Biden?
I don't remember if I saw him at the fair, but I've teleprompted. I've done teleprompter for him in the past.
Cool.
And he rubbed my shoulders one time.
Of course he did.
He came up behind me and I didn't know.
hashtag me too. Did we just cancel Joe Biden? I'm going to say, Sean, if this gets us famous, like, fuck yeah. Like, did Joe Biden touch you when he shouldn't have?
Well, I didn't expect him to touch me because basically this is what happened.
An unwanted touch is what I heard.
I've told this on stage before.
Sleepy Joe.
But I was set up behind the stage because we were running teleprompter, and the door opened behind me, and then he like came in all of a sudden, and like before I even realized it, he was like hands on shoulder whispering in my ear. I don't remember what he told me. I like blacked out because it was like, what the fuck is happening?
That's called compartmentalization. That's trauma.
Yeah, right.
Yes, I want a fucking congressional investigation right now.
All
right.
But oddly, it's comforting. That's the weird part about it. You're like, it's just like a gentle grandpa, but you're like, I can see why people are uncomfortable by this, because real weird.
Yeah. Ian, you were actually telling me something really cool about the fair before Sean showed up. If you don't mind repeating that.
No, sure. I've got state fair stories for days. I love the fair. I've been out there. I was saying that my dad is a state fair photographer for like 20 years. And so I was like forcibly child labored into, you know, 12 hour days of the fair, the full thing, you know, and, so I was actually on the Martha Stewart show when she came to town. She filmed an episode there, and she came down into like the basement of the main building. We met her, and I bought a corn dog from her. And you can find it on the fair on the Martha Stewart website. It's still up there. Oh, you can find it. So it's my big moment. It was my big credit. Ian Pope as seen on NBC.
Seen on NBC.
Yeah. That's how that you have to end every stand-up act that way. That.
As seen on NBC. I'll do it. I've seen guys use as seen on NBC, and they were like an extra on Law & Order 22 years ago.
Yeah.
You know? So I started to see that out of like headliners. Yeah. Like that was their big thing. And I was like, okay, well, you know, I guess I can use that too.
Hell yeah.
Or as seen on Fox, and they were on like America's Most Wanted or something like that. Cops.
Yeah. You know? Right. Another fun one, if I may, don't want to turn this into a fair podcast.
I love it
as much as I do. There's Robbie Knievel was at the fair many years ago, the son of the great late great Evel Knievel, and he was jumping over a whole string of semis out on the Grand Concourse, and he did a couple jumps. And being with the photography crew, I had access to a photo printer, and so I took a photo of his first jump, right? And I ran downstairs to the photo printer, and I printed off a bunch of 8x10s, like a whole ream of 8x10s. And I came back outside right as the show was finishing up, and there was a huge crowd gathered, and I went around selling these for $5 a piece. This is a photo from this jump you saw today, Robbie Knievel's jump, you know? And I was very proud. I was making money. People were buying them and excited. And then members of the State Fair Board caught me red-handed with unlicensed vending at the fair, and also selling like their paper, their photo print, you know? Sure. Supplies, and I was very nearly expelled for life, but anything for a dollar, you know?
So your dad have to talk them down from the ledge there?
Yeah, basically? It was a big deal. Like, they really called me in, you know, called me under the into the office there, but, you know, I apologize.
How old were you when you did this?
I was probably 13 or 14.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I was young enough to not know that much better, you know?
Yeah, like... That's not bad.
Young
but enough. I just thought I had a great idea. You know?
No, that's a great idea.
All right, my fair thing is not as big. I actually grew up in the Quad Cities, so I grew up going to the Mississippi Valley Fair.
Okay.
Just because it was literally like two blocks away. So I didn't go to the state fair until like I was in college. But like my thing is that there's one ride that I love so much, and the best way I can describe it is it's a circle of carts that just go in a circle fast, and at some point they'll just put it in reverse and you'll just go in reverse really fast. And then sometimes it's called like the avalanche, sometimes it's called the hurricane.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And like the and like it doesn't like it kind of goes up and down a little, but not really. It's just fast, and I fucking love it. Like, I don't like roller coasters. I don't really like teacups, but I like this one fucking ride, and that's it.
Nice.
Is it one of those ones that comes in on the back of, like, a semi? Like, you can tell that it came in
Well,
in that case, I do appreciate being on the ground is the way to go, because the ones that they will, like, stand up, you know, super sketchy.
Yeah, or, like, the big fucking swing ones where they, no, thank you.
Not happening.
Not at all. So, all right. Well, I think that's enough chit chat. We talked about baths and fairs.
Yeah.
I think it's time to pitch a movie in an elevator.
Bing bang. Oh, hello. I see you. I'm Mr. Moneybags, by the way.
Hi, Mr. Moneybags.
Do you, I assume since we're going on this elevator, you got a pitch for me?
No,
right
do you got a minute?
Yes, I got okay, a minute. Please. Okay. I got a few floors to all go. Right. Well, I can wait.
I'm going to push all the buttons because you're going to need...
Son of a bitch.
We're going to be on this elevator for a while. Okay. I've got ideas, Mr. Moneybags.
All right, let's hear it.
I've been thinking a lot about cereal, Mr. Moneybags. I've been thinking about...
The podcast or the food?
No, the food. Okay, very much good, so, the food. The Kellogg story. Mr. Kellogg, the man who invented cereal.
Oh.
Dare I say he stole... cereal from another man.
I did not know this.
Mr. Moneybags, you would be interested to know that Mr. Kellogg was a cereal masturbator. And he
okay, I don't know how I'm going to sell this, but sure.
And he thought that granola was the ticket to his salvation and to also smoothing out his bowels. He thought that this was all going to happen, that granola was what he needed, his path to a smooth passage and righteousness. And so he stole the idea from another man, dare I say. Okay. And this is all legal. It was in court. He was sued. There was a lawsuit and Kellogg won. And that's how Kellogg, the brand that we know today, rose to power, because he thought that granola could help, I will say it again, his rampant desire for masturbatory relief.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm getting off the elevator.
No. More? But I will say that this movie, a version of this movie, I'm sad to say, has already been made. But it was awful.
Was it I Am Legend?
No, I could look it up.
I don't know.
Yes. The other guy, it was the dog was a metaphor for the guy that he beat in the lawsuit. Is that right? Is that the right movie?
You are. Okay. Does kill his dog.
Yeah, very good. Okay.
I cried.
Well, so that movie's already been made. So we can't make that movie again. Although we could make it better, because that original movie, the name of which I can look up, it was awful. Well,
you can look up our... Oh, God.
No, but...
Huh? Oh, yes. What's the title of this movie?
No, we're going to make a better movie.
Yeah, but what's... No, tell me the title of the old movie, and then tell me the title of whatever this new movie is going to be.
Oh.
We still got like four floors to go.
Yeah, well, the title of this movie has got to be like, Serial Jerk or something like that.
All right,
bye-bye. Can I admit something?
Yeah.
When you said serial masturbator, I bit my lip.
First off, is this actually true?
Yeah, it's absolutely true. It's on the internet.
So I've heard people used to think what was it? Whole grain cereal. People used to think whole grain cereal would cure people's desire to masturbate.
Right.
Really?
I do. Yeah.
I've never heard that before.
I mean, that's like it's an old wives.
It's not true. I'll tell you why.
You see this belt? Mostly cereal. I've jerked off a ton. Sorry, mom and dad.
Virtually none of this belly has cum.
No cum, just cereal. I didn't know about the... So he stole the idea of cereal.
Yeah. Granola was the original name, was something very similar, like granula or something like that. Yeah.
Huh.
So the guy who invented it. Yeah.
So what's this other movie that you're talking about?
Well, it's also about cereal. Okay. So I've got a lot of cereal ideas. This idea is
I thought there was a movie that
I thought you wanted to know about my next movie pitch. No,
we're only doing one. You can come back another time.
To have you back, but we're doing one movie at a time.
Well, this is called The Road to Wellville.
Oh.
It's okay. The Road to Wellville, and the IMDb for this
is... When was it made?
1994. And it is John Cusack.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, 20... Oh, gosh. I got to pull up the cast. Don't let me derail us here. But it was... Did it win
awards?
No. It was very bad. Yeah. It had a big cast, and it never went anywhere.
Huh.
So I think that we can remake that movie much better to tell the story. This Kellogg story, the food that everyone's feeding their children and themselves.
I think you're off to a great start already, because there's a ton of movies about products right now. There's Tetris, right. Beanie Baby, Nike.
Barbie.
Barbie. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Oppenheimer? Wait.
Oppenheimer.
Buy the nuclear bomb at your local Target. No.
Yeah.
I mean, there's tons of movies about products right now. Sure. So cereal, a classic.
Classic.
Yeah. And cereal is also going through a little bit of a dip right now. We enjoyed it as kids, and then it sort of became this product that people saw as like wasteful or sugary, because it got marketed to children so much.
Yeah.
And that as like... people became parents, they were like, ah, no, cereal is just, it's not the good, nutritious food we want our kids to have. Mm-hmm. And so the market share really took a dip.
Yeah.
And it made a big comeback during 2020 when everybody was home and they were like, screw it, we're all going to die. Let's eat cereal. You know, this is true.
I mean, God bless.
Yeah, so cereal's hot right now.
The thing is, I've always...
You know what? I've always said that cereal is hot right now.
I'll say I love cereal.
Yeah.
I've ate it my whole life. I've never given up on it.
Good.
Granted, I don't eat as much sugary cereal as I used to.
What's your go-to?
Rice Krispies or just like regular Cheerios.
Snap, Crackle, Pop guy.
Yeah, yeah.
What's your favorite?
Fruity Pebbles or
yeah.
Frosted Mini Wheats.
When Ooh. You're at a motel, when you're at the La Quinta Fruit Inn,
Loops.
Fruit Loops all day.
First of all, a continental breakfast never has a good spread. It's always... we're fine. It's always Fruit Loops, like Raisin Bran's and Honey Nut Cheerios.
Yeah. So you only have one choice.
Yeah, it's Fruit Loops every day.
Yeah. Right. Who the fuck is eating Raisin Bran beside my father?
Right.
What's your favorite cereal? And go-to currently.
Oh, man. Well, right now we're on this healthy cereal kick at home. There's these Cheerios with almonds, and they also have these, like, that's actually very good. And the bottom, there's always these, like, slivers of almonds in the bottom of the milk. That's how I judge a cereal, is what is the milk content once the food is gone. That's why Fruit Loops are the goat, because they should sell that milk. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They got to sell that milk. But all these almond things, we're kind of trying to find a middle road with the kids. My wife just brought home... what were those one? Honeycombs, a throwback. Oh. Brought home. Those were never my favorite, you know, but I always liked Captain Crunch.
Yeah,
Captain Crunch was good. And the ravages they would do to the top of my mouth, you know.
Those almond Cheerios are actually really good.
So good.
They are really good. My wife and I were like tracking our intake of food, really. What is not actually terrible for our intake is Frosted Flakes.
Oh, nice.
It's like, it's weirdly not bad. It's like high in carbs, but like what cereal isn't, you know, it's all fucking wheat.
I'm team carbs anyway. I mean, carbs are being raked over the coals right now and I don't like it.
I just ate a whole bowl of spaghetti before I came, so I'm fucking ready to go.
I love that.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
I love that for you.
Yeah.
This might be like a weird hot take, but my favorite cereal, Trix.
Oh, yeah.
And not the modern Trix where it's all just like little colorful balls.
Yeah.
Like the classic Trix where it was like trying to look like weird fruit shapes.
Oh, yeah.
I love Trix. It gives you that fruity milk flavor like Fruit Loops does.
Yeah.
But there's just like there was something about how those little fruit pieces were made. I love tricks.
Those are cool. Awesome. Yeah. Very good. Yeah.
Back to the movie.
Sidebar.
I am questioning like what the, not questioning, I am wondering what like the feel of this movie will be. Is it like, is it comedic? Is it?
I think it's gotta be.
Pure drama.
Yeah, just dead serious drama. This guy's just like, but cannot stop masturbating.
God. Dear God, there will be multiple prayers.
He's trying to pray, but he just has to stop.
Oh, you know, like, he could be from fucking like North Dakota. He's speaking with a southern accent. Dear God.
Right. Absolutely. Well, I think it's got to go like Step Brothers route. It's got to be absurdist a little bit. That's the way that I would love it the most. And I think it would reach the most people. Also, the comedy is kind of dead in Hollywood right now. You know, people say this all the time. They're not making a lot of great comedies.
Yeah.
So I think we could try to make our efforts.
Yeah, someone just, was it Adam Devine, I think, just like came out with a quote. And he was like, people would make tons of comedies every year. But now there's only like six or seven made every year.
Right.
Like true comedies.
Yeah, each studio used to make six or seven a piece, I think he said. Yeah,
now they kind of don't. So, yeah, like, absolutely. Let's get more comp. Make Hollywood funny again.
Gotta do it.
Also, buy cereal. Cereal is hot right now.
Cereal's so hot right now.
Bye.
Okay, so this is... I do like this, like, kind of satirist, like, everyone's playing it, like, really dramatically. But, like, it's about cereal. That's what makes it funny.
Yeah.
I love that. So, how do we see... How does this movie open? Does it open with What's the guy's name? Kellogg?
Kellogg. Yeah, I don't know. I have his first name, but it's the same Kellogg that is in name today on cereal. So it's that same, it's the founding father of Kellogg's.
Does this movie open with Kellogg furiously masturbating?
I feel like it has to, right? Just,
I think masturbating to the point of like, hospitalization. You know what I'm saying?
So does it open with him in the hospital and he has like a dick cast?
Maybe he's like bleeding out, you know?
Oh, and they're
like,
all over.
Yeah. Let's just call him Rudolph. Yeah, we don't know his name, but Rudolph. Like,
Rudolph,
you know, how many times do we have to tell you, you know, this is how you will die, you know?
Yeah.
And then they have him there in the hospital and he really has to confront his demons, you know? And what am I going to do?
Do we meet his eventual wife is like a nurse in the hospital and she's like, you have to turn to Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah. She's got to have like a shared interest almost. Like she's just is hungry at breakfast time.
And there's nothing to satisfy her.
Nothing will satisfy her. Yeah.
So she also furiously masturbates.
right, yeah. Their shared interests. And they're afraid that they're never going to have children because they're just too busy masturbating.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, low sperm count.
Right.
Low
and they're blowing out all the good ones.
Yeah.
Is this a record for the most times that masturbate has been said on What a Pitch?
I think so.
We're going for it.
We're not there yet. No.
I can't think of another movie where we mentioned jerking off this much, but anyway. All right, so Kellogg is in the hospital due to masturbating related injury,
right? Yeah, big cast. I love the big cast idea.
Big cast.
Yeah,
I love, what if it's a big cast and then two big bags of ice and it, so the whole setup looks like a dick and balls.
Right. Yeah.
He meets his wife, who is a nurse, who is unsatisfied in the morning, and thus she also masturbates.
Right.
This leads him, and obviously, of course, all of this, you know, leads to God, you know, turn to Jesus.
Turn to Jesus.
And he goes to the chapel in the hospital.
Oh, yeah.
I would love it if he is wheelchair bound. With the dick and ball.
Yeah.
Like,
I think that works.
And says like a heartfelt prayer to the Lord. Like he's in there praying while his cast is just fully there. Yeah.
It's in the way. He like tries to kneel, but it's in the way of whatever he's trying to kneel, the altar he's trying to kneel at. And he's like, Dear Lord. Again, I don't know if he's Southern. Dear Lord, please help release me from this affliction upon me. I wish to be a better man, an honorable man, for Sarah. I don't know, for Sarah, fucking Sarah.
Yeah.
That's the person. For Sarah, I wish to be a good, honest man. I think we should have someone actually be Jesus.
Like, oh, yeah, God's got to appear. He's got to see God in this moment. Yeah.
And we'll get to casting later.
For sure.
So
I think that Jesus or God or whoever it's going to come down, it actually has to appear and actually like be like sort of like a tiny fairy type shape and sit on the tip of his casted penis, you know?
Yeah, that works.
And maybe he, I think that we should get him to fillet it somehow, but we'll get, I don't know and how
is,
that.
Is there also a cut to like some random person just sitting there and he's just like talking to his dick?
Yes.
And just Jesus isn't there.
My
and the person,
Lord, you have come to me today.
And the person's like, what the fuck is going on?
It's like the priest or whatever. He's like on his lunch break. He's like, he's like, what the fuck? That's an incredible call, Sean.
Absolutely,
This is why we co-host What a
Pitch. That's right.
All right. Then this leads me to my next question is, So obviously, God turns him towards cereal or granola. But what is it specifically? I guess this kind of gets into like the real world consequences of what happened. Did they just both come up with the idea for cereal, or was it like an outright stealing? Did he meet the guy who originally invented cereal? Do you know what I'm talking?
I don't know the answer to this question. All that I know is that Kellogg won the lawsuit.
Okay.
So there's a legal battle that has to ensue, and this is a point of drama here.
Yeah. Okay, so we can make up whatever the fuck we want.
Yeah,
now.
For sure.
Okay, so So how do you want Kellogg to proceed? Do you want, like, it could be very biblical, like God is like, go to Idaho and find the man, you know, yeah. Regis, you know, he's
Regis Philbin.
He will cure Regis Philbin. He will cure you of your ailments. And this is how he meets the guy who created. Or do you want it to like, do you want it to be like, oh, Kellogg is like completely batshit crazy. God is telling him to just outright steal this thing.
Boy. Yeah, I don't know. I think that there, this is not a non-answer, but this is going to maybe get us down the road a little ways, and then we can come back to where we're trying to go. But I think that the big, a big point for him has to be when he is milking the cow to get the milk to put on the cereal.
Okay.
He's like very conflicted at this moment, you know, because this is what it's really brought him here. And he's just milking this cow and he is, so anyway.
And then
just,
eventually the cow is in the hospital with a dick and balls.
Praying. In the, all, doing the same scene. In the,
dear Lord, I confess my sin of masturbating a cattle.
Yeah.
Okay, so that kind of makes me think that like Kellogg should, and especially for to make the legal battle more interesting, I think is like establish a pre-existing relationship between Kellogg and whoever invented,
like his neighbor who he always feuds with and like who's always like sees him masturbating in his side yard, you know, like things like that. He's like,
don't
look for the last time, Rudolph, like
just trying to trim my hedges,
right? Yeah, something like that. Somebody who has a history with, and this guy is, you know, maybe trying to do this authentically for the Lord. And then Rudolph is coming about it by more of a, you know, circuitous route.
Okay. So this neighbor will have invented cereal already.
Yeah, maybe it's already been he's already had
God's it. Already came to him.
Yeah. Or maybe he's been making like cereal bars and then like Rudolph will just like bust a nut so hard that it will break them down into a bowl and they will first fall and fill the bowl with No, that's where the idea for the milk on the cereal comes from in the first place.
It's cum?
Yeah. Sean is out. I think she's moving away from the microphone.
So great.
I do want to warn you, Ian. Sean might text me later and be like, I don't want this going out.
Is there lots of family listenership on this show? Is that family podcast?
No.
I think it'll be fine because it's based on a true story. Well
yeah, this is not
so loosely. Not loosely. We're taking a lot of creative ideas.
Barely, maybe some small. We don't know the story. Yeah. This could be the truest truth that's ever been told.
That the man hung on a cereal bar and then was like, that looks like milk.
Maybe this podcast comes out and like the official Kellogg's company is like, yeah, that's exactly how it happened. Yeah.
They're like, bury it.
How do you know the truth? That's our next what a pitch is Kellogg's coming after you and me.
Nice.
Right.
Love it.
Anyway, I did have an idea of like, maybe he like tries to stop masturbating. And he just grabs the closest thing, which is the cereal bar, and then he crushes it in his powerful, you know, jerking off hand.
Right.
And that's like the pieces of cereal.
Right. There has to be like a moment like that. And then,
but you do need the cum.
He shoots his cum and breaks the cereal bar, and then he sees milk. That idea works better for me.
He comes home from the hospital. And his friendly neighbor, who takes pity on him all this time, brings him his homemade, you know, his grandmother's recipe of this cereal bar. And he's like, this is just the recipe that my Grammy has been making for years. And I would hope that, you know, you can find peace in this time and you find the Lord. And he's like, oh, I found the Lord, you know, but then he has like maybe one more breakdown. I don't know. But yeah, the guy brings him the cereal bar, the neighbor.
Oh, okay. I want to bridge, maybe find a compromise. He jerks off the cum. I mean, are you like dead set on the cum, like exploding the candy bar, the cereal bar?
I must have the cum.
Okay. Well, I was gonna say, like, he comes on the cereal bars,
sure,
but then he's so mad that he masturbated again that he like,
oh, punches it,
punches the table, and he's like, no, and he's like dramatic, yeah, but then it's cum and cereal,
yeah,
and then he eats.
I don't know if we need him to eat it. I think the inspiration,
I think someone's got to eat it, Sean.
Yeah, his wife Sarah eats it. And she's like, this is delicious.
Yeah, Sarah comes home from the hospital. She eats it and she goes, I don't want to masturbate anymore. I want to fuck you. And then they have rampant sex.
Yeah. This.
Yes! I was more going along the lines of, She does it, and he just doesn't tell her what it actually is, and is like, it's milk.
Right.
I love that.
Yeah. It's milk.
Milk.
She's like, wow, this, what do you call this? Cereal makes milk delicious, yeah, you know?
And then the rest of the movie, she's just like, it doesn't taste quite the same.
Yeah, that's the recurring gag, is that she just doesn't.
Something's missing. She's like, it's good, but like, it was like saltier before. Maybe it's just that batch. I don't know.
Yeah.
And then he has to take it mainstream, though, you know?
Oh, I do. Okay. I think from this point, he starts making cereal and milk. Like, maybe he, like, gets a recipe from his neighbor. And he makes cereal and milk for him and his wife.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
What if the wife is then like, oh, hey, like, my lady friends are having the same problem, you know, they're not you know, in the bedroom as much anymore, and so she starts spreading like the milk and cereal to the other wives, and then other people also, just so everyone knows, like listeners and stuff, cereal does not cure you of wanting to masturbate. Like, this is purely fictional. Right. We are not scientists. I'm just saying that because there's been a lot of misinformation divested through podcasts. So sure. The buck stops here.
Yeah, Joe Rogan.
That's right.
We're fucking around like boys should be doing.
If you don't know we're fucking around by now, then you need some help, listeners.
Very true.
With all due respect.
Anyway, so she spreads it through like the housewife network.
Sure.
Does that sound like?
Yeah, maybe they have to go to farmers markets. Like somehow he is, you know, he's still too injured to work, so he needs to try to make some money. You know.
Yeah.
And he's got like the whole, I mean, for lack of a better term, that like evangelizing preacher kind of. Like public speaking kind of skill.
Right.
I do love that. And it like slowly builds into this big corporation.
Right.
So when does the lawsuit come then?
Well, the lawsuit's got to come early. Almost, I mean, shortly after. It's got to be end of the first act if we're going to get technical, I think. Okay. Yeah.
So as it's been spreading around to the housewives then, you think?
Well, I guess it could come later. They could build to that, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of see that whole section as like a montage.
Sure.
Of it, of the scene. Like starting from like them having sex from that, like that until like him opening his first like factory. Like it's a small factory, but it's a factory. Yeah. Like that whole section is like a montage. So like, them having sex, the wives, the husbands like being like, you need, oh, this is so good, you need to sell it. The farmer's market, like he develops like a packaging and like a brand, like him and his wife figure out like branding and stuff like Kellogg's, you know, whatever. And then he's like, let's do it. Like, I've made enough money from the fair or the farmer's market. Like, I'm going to get a small business loan. I'm going to open a small factory. And I think like open a small factory, boom, right away is like lawsuit from your neighbor.
Sure. And yeah, well, he wants to be part of it.
Yeah.
You know? And he's like, no
hey,
way,
this
man.
This is my idea. Like that's great. Like, let's both make money.
Yeah.
And now he's like, fuck no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
scorned his neighbor. Yeah, okay. Do that.
So do you have any details about the lawsuit, or do you just know that the lawsuit occurred?
Got lots of details about the lawsuit. Oh. Let me tell you, I've been doing lots of research about this.
Yes.
And I will tell you that I know nothing about the lawsuit. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
You're fucking lying.
Yeah, that was a lie. I don't know much about the lawsuit except for that Kellogg won. And so I don't know why he won. He had to have won on a technicality. I think that maybe the neighbor lost the recipe card, so he couldn't prove it, and it was all hearsay. You know.
So, because we're making a movie,
yeah,
we're gonna make Kellogg, tamper with evidence to win the lawsuit.
Oh yeah. Sneaks into the house. Is he sneaking into the house? Maybe he sends his wife in as like a vixen, and then she
she has sex with the neighbor.
Well, I didn't know if she was going to go all the way, but she was going to at least she was just going to do a little bit of a boogie, you know. like thank you for helping Rudolph. I owe you so much.
I totally believe that you're a stay-at-home father now.
Yeah.
So Are you cool with that? That like Kellogg like destroys the original recipe card?
Yeah, I think that's a must. Yeah.
Especially since you mentioned earlier that it's like that the neighbor was like, "Oh, it's my mother or grandmother's recipe." Now it's like a piece of his family history.
It's part of his who he is.
Yeah, that's more emotional weight to that, you know. And like it's a comedy, yeah, but like you can still make a comedy movie like a good movie.
Right. There has to be some heart. There has to be some skin in the game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's fucking skin.
Some real gravity. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So the lawsuit proceeds. Are there any like big moments that you want out of the lawsuit? Because you said it should come at the end of Act One, so it feels like you want this to be a big part of the movie.
Boy, yeah.
Like, are we in the courtroom? Like, are there courtroom scenes, or is it like they're just arguing with each other somewhere? I don't know.
I don't know either.
Where like all the masturbating comes out into the public?
Yeah, there has to be like, you know, exhibits. I think exhibits. This is like also a small, tiny, old courtroom with like.
Is this where the wife learns that she ate his cum on cereal?
Yeah.
In the middle of the courtroom?
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, she learns right there, and she is, she's mostly embarrassed that everybody knows that now. Yeah. She's like, still, it was pretty good, you know, but I didn't want my neighbors to know.
I mean, that's like the thing about marriage is like, we all do it, but you don't want it to come out that we all do it. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, fuck, that's funny. If I can toot my own horn.
That is great.
That's fucking funny. Oh, fuck, we need the cow in there.
The cow's got to come in there. He jerked me off, too.
Oh, the cow's on is a witness on the stand.
It's
on the stand.
Yeah.
How about it? Does it just moo, but then subtitles?
Yeah.
Incredible. And everyone just understands it.
Yeah.
I was like, damn.
And we get like a flashback to like him actually like, Kellogg, I'm making the upside down jerk off motion for everyone listening.
Yeah.
That's fucking funny. Can we? I don't know if I've ever actually seen it in like a courtroom comedy, but can we just have like, it's like a solid minute of just like, objection, overruled, sustained, you know, and it's the lawyers and judge just yelling jargon, and like everyone's like, what happened, like.
There have to be some absurdist things to this to really kind of, for the lack of a better word, drag it out.
Yeah. You know?
Drag it that 90-minute time.
We got to hit 90 minutes.
Yeah, we need to drag out this podcast. No, I'm kidding.
Well, I'll tell you. So there has to be, and this is the original kind of movie that was made about this, was very like musical driven.
Seems terrible.
It was horrendous. Like, I've watched like 3 or 4 scenes just enough to know that like this is a story that deserves to be retold, you know, in a much better way.
Yeah. I'm gonna make you watch this movie.
We can, but it's on YouTube. I'm gonna hate it. Oh, nice.
God for free.
So it's free.
Yeah, you have no excuse.
All right.
And I don't really know the plot. Other than wanting
to watch it. That's my only excuse.
I don't know the plot of it or where it like actually went. I kind of wish I did now so I could bite off it a little bit more.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah, so what happens now, guys?
I fucking love this movie.
So we have the lawsuit happens, the courtroom. Do we end... Basically, does it get decided, and then is there much to the film after that? Well, or is the lawsuit kind of the culmination of the film?
Well, basically? I think, like, so, like, let's talk about, like, the final courtroom scene,
yeah,
more or less. I think right before it, we get, like, a bombshell, like, first of all, this is not how a courtroom functions at all, but the judge is like, do you have any further evidence? I don't know why. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
Foghorn Leghorns.
Yeah. And the neighbor. Are you okay with his name being Regis Philbin?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Regis's lawyer is like, we have one more piece of evidence. It is the recipe card that is passed down from his defendant's grandmother. Or the accuser's grandmother, whatever. I don't know what the fucking terms are.
That's
everyone's like, and the judge is like, well, it's dinner time, so we'll do that tomorrow. And like, court suspended. But then that night is when Sarah
boogies
in there. Yeah.
Boogies
right on in. I think that a big part of this too has to be that the neighbor, it will come out that the neighbor is so pious and he's been just not being fervently masturbating like our man Kellogg,
yeah,
because he's had the cereal recipe all along. You know?
So he hasn't been sharing it.
So he's kind of like, you know, like, yo, you could have really helped me out before I hurt myself by sharing some of this cereal recipe earlier. You know, like just the bars, you know.
Yeah.
But the bars,
it does create a little bit of like why like Kellogg did what he did.
Yeah
is because there's that kind of like retribute. Oh, you didn't help me before, so now I'm not gonna help you now, kind of thing.
Right. I want to kind of round out the character of Kellogg, so he's not just this fervent masturbator.
There's some depth.
Yeah, the man's got
this fervent masturbator who like fucking like talks to God crazily.
Yeah,
like
the guy really wants to get better. Like he really wants to have a productive life. He wants to have this communal time with his wife, but he really wants to help people too. And maybe this other guy doesn't want to go commercial because his grandma, you know, he doesn't want to sell out his grandma.
Yeah.
You know, she wouldn't have wanted to make money off of this. And Kellogg's like, we've got to help people, man. Like, look at our town is just people just jerking off. No one's accomplishing anything, you know, no one's getting things done.
Yeah.
Businesses are failing. Homes or families are falling
just
apart.
Jerking off
before cereal, you know.
And Blockbuster went bankrupt.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you see what happened? The internet took off, and the whole
jerking off happened.
Cereal market dipped.
Yeah.
Huh?
Think that's a coincidence? I don't.
Zarin just started jerking.
It's Al Gore's fault.
It's Al Gore. Al Gore is causing a stall jerk off.
Gosh, oh, darn it.
I've already fucking called out Joe Biden for touching Sean. I don't think I can call out another president on the same podcast.
Anybody is fair game.
Fair enough. Fuck you, Al Gore. He's for cereal.
Yeah. Pro cereal.
South Park?
Oh, yeah? No?
No? Okay. There's an episode where Al Gore is like, guys, I'm for cereal. And that's what he says instead of serious. Al Gore cereal.
It ties in.
Yeah.
It does.
Right,
I'm going to delete that. From
no, that's an example of when you were spot on correct and we just weren't there to back you up. Yeah, so
okay.
Don't feel bad about that.
It's okay. I'm going to delete it. It's fine. I've lost track. Oh, Sarah Boogie Woogies. Kellogg burns the recipe, destroys the recipe. Get back in court. Yana.
Everyone has a southern accent.
Everyone's
Foghorn.
Everyone is Foghorn Leghorn. That's the casting. No, it's not. Your Honor, my recipe has been destroyed. Well, that's court.
What?
You win.
That's
you
court.
That's court.
That's court. That's how it happens.
You win, Mr. Kellogg. You win, Mr. Kellogg. oh man, cereal is so hot right now.
Cereal is so hot right so now. So hot.
And it ends. Fuck. Oh, can the ending of the movie be like a jump forward like 30 years?
Yes. Oh, I said it just meant like a jump in the air, like an Anchorman. It's like, we won!
Yay!
I'm getting to that. No, it's like jump forward like 30 years. Kellogg's old. He's at the top of the cereal game. And he just reads in the obituaries that Regis Philbin died.
No! Regis!
He's like, I'm glad I never gave that bastard a cent.
Yeah.
And then he jumps in the air and freeze frames. And it plays like fucking St. Elmo's Fire or something. Some yeah. shit like that.
Regis was down on his luck, you know. Yeah.
And then it goes after all that to a black screen with white text that said, the world never masturbated ever again.
And then it cuts to a historical clip of Al Gore saying he invented the internet. Until now.
Until now.
100%.
Oh, man. And then just a giant montage of them laying internet line all across the country, just spools of internet line.
I thought you were going to say it was like the Matrix code.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Al Gore invents the internet, Matrix code.
I was just envisioning like the Kim Kardashian Ray J sex tape, and then everyone's just
back and jerking off.
Right. Maybe some guy's watching porn and eating cereal at the same time, you know? But then he just throws the cereal aside. He's like,
I don't have time to eat tricks! Fuck you, Special K!
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Take it back. We got to get the Pamela Anderson in there, too. That's probably the OG.
Just like, it's just like bombarding. It's basically like Michael Bay made the last, like, 15 seconds of the movie. It's just like explosions. Bombardments of like explosions, hot women, the Kim K sex tape, fucking Pamela Anderson running in Baywatch, fucking the clip of Arnold Schwarzenegger talking about how weightlifting is like coming.
And we should get in a little bit of like, remember how a picture used to load on the dial-up and it would like load down slowly, you know? And
that
you were like,
that's
the background. It's the background.
You're like almost to tits, and then like somebody would like pick up the phone, you know, and you'd be like, you'd be like trying to print it off. Trying to print it off, but then like you've run out of ink right before, you know, so
I'm trying to beat my meat.
Come on down for breakfast. Not now, Mom.
It's time for breakfast. I'm doing something. I'm
not ready.
Writing a book report. I'm so close.
I'm almost done.
I have like 2 chapters left.
Oh shoot.
Oh fuck.
Oh man.
I mean, I fucking love this movie.
Yeah, it is kind of a period piece at the beginning, and then I think it ends up in modern times. It spans the history of cereal. Yes. You know?
It's very
and masturbation.
Shit, who fucking made Do the Right Thing? Spike Lee. It's very Spike Lee.
It's very Spike Lee. I'd like to pitch this to Spike Lee and say, hear what Spike Lee has to say about that. This is my legacy. This is what you think I've left you. He's like, fine, I'll make it.
I do. All respects to Spike Lee. I love him. Do you have anything that you think we missed, or
why?
Oh golly, I don't think I can host this podcast.
All right. Is there anything?
Well, there's just one small concept, and this is possibly doesn't go here, but it kind of could be go in the later parts. I just really like the idea of like a group of guys, or they can be co-sexual. What's the word?
Co-sexual?
Bisexual?
Just males and females. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. That part doesn't matter.
Oh, genders, basically?
It doesn't matter. Okay. I derailed myself with nonsense. Co-sexual. Well, my brain sometimes gets in the way of my thoughts. You know what I'm saying? So
okay.
I just like the idea of a group of people that are in cereal box design, and they're all in charge of different sides of the cereal box. All like right. There's the front of the box guy and the back of the box guy and the side box guy. And they all think that each other's job is useless, you know? Like the front of the box guy is like, I'm the salesman of this. I sell cereal. And the back is like, everybody just looks at me anyway, you know? And then the side of the box nutrition person is like, hey, I'm the only side of the box required by law, you know?
Yeah.
So
we can probably
shoehorn that in there.
We can shoehorn that scene in.
That is also part of a sort of like an office style show called Box Office. So anyway, take that. Take that for what it's worth. See, I got my second idea in there, and you guys didn't want me to.
That'll be a spinoff of this movie.
Yeah, Box Office.
It'll be the spinoff animated TV series.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Sean, do you have any ideas? Do you have any questions?
No, I think we covered it pretty well.
I mean, I think we covered a lot.
Yeah.
How did this go, guys? You think it went?
Well, we got more to do here.
It's well, good. But I mean, great. Up till now, we've done it. All right.
I just, like, I was literally crying from laughing, so I'm okay. I think it's time to move on to the cast list. All right. This is part of the movie where we cast actors to play the characters in this movie, whether those actors want to do it or not. I don't care. So, first off, let's talk about the characters that we need to cast. We have our lead, Rudolph Kellogg.
Mm-hmm.
We have his wife, Sarah. We have
the neighbor,
Regis Philbin.
Regis Philbin. Played by.
We have the cow.
Absolutely.
Needs a voice actor for the mooing.
Vin Diesel.
I think we should also cast the two lawyers and the judge.
Okay.
Yep.
That works.
All right. So that's seven people. So let's start with our main character. Who are you thinking for a main character? Do you have anyone in mind?
You said anything? Jesus, too, didn't we? Need to cast
Jesus. Jesus has gotta be in there.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, my mind goes right to a guy like John C. Reilly, you know, somebody like that. You know, it's kind of like... He sort of has this role kind of really locked in. It's kind of almost too on the nose to pick him, but he is a pretty solid fit.
I love John C. Reilly, so no arguments here.
Yeah.
All right. How about his wife, Sarah?
Boy, what do you think about this one, Sean?
See, it goes in my head, but I feel like we pick her quite often in the movies. I was going to go with Anna Kendrick, but...
Oh, man.
Especially their age difference would be too much. Yeah. So
John C. Reilly, I'm not...
No, I don't
like a Maya Rudolph or something
Rudolph. What about Sarah Paulson?
Man, I got to pull her up. Hold on.
She's in American Horror
Story. Yeah, does she do comedy? That's the thing.
I could be there for that.
Kind of, not really.
That would be... But, I mean, I see where you're going with it.
She probably wants to stretch her wings a little bit and dip her toes into the waters. Yeah.
She was in Ocean's 8. That's technically comedy, sort of.
Was it?
It's comedy adjacent.
Yeah.
Action comedy.
Sarah Paulson? Yeah.
I'm fine with Sarah Paulson. Right. I like it.
I want you to be happy.
No, I have... Yeah.
Okay.
Regis Philbin.
Yeah, Regis Philbin. Any ideas or anything like that?
Boy.
That has to be a good counterpart to John.
Maybe like something about his character that would make you like aspects of the character that would make us think of an actor.
Okay. I'm going to go. This is maybe going to be a little bit older than you guys might think that this neighbor might be, but I think he could be Henry Winkler. I don't know. I think the Fonz. He's been out lately. He seems like such a nice guy. I just like to put him in a movie. He could also be there's a judge at play here. There's a cow. I mean, there's Jesus.
I could see him being the judge.
The judge, yeah.
I actually had someone in mind.
Oh, good.
But it could be the exact same thing of we could cast him in kind of like anything. I was thinking Tim Meadows.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
I like that. He seems like he could be wholesome, you know? Yeah, I mean, yeah. he is wholesome.
I think I'd go Henry Winkler for this and then put Tim Meadows in another role.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, let's cast Jesus/God.
Boy, this is the big one, you know? I mean... This has to be a great cameo.
A shot point to the sky.
Yeah, I think he's here with us.
I like to imagine Jesus laughs at my jokes.
Yes, he does. Yeah. He has a great sense of humor.
Maybe not going to hell. Anyway.
No. He's got a good sense of humor, I pray. I pray he does. Yeah.
Well, my pick would be Matthew McConaughey.
Oh.
Just because I think it'd be hilarious as Matthew McConaughey to be Jesus.
Yeah.
You know, that's...
All right. I hear you masturbate a lot.
That's incredible.
He's Southern.
He's definitely Southern. He got that Southern.
Oh, John C. Reilly doing a Southern accent. Dear Lord! He's got that weird, like, goofy, like, Muppet voice. He's like...
Yeah.
Dear Lord! Anyway.
I like that. I like very much. Anytime we get a chance to work with Matthew McConaughey, it's a good one.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And we will be working hands-on with Matthew McConaughey.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's Matthew McConaughey.
Lock him in. Let's lock him in.
Lock him in. Who's next?
The judge or the
two lawyers.
Yeah.
Who's the guy? I've been trying to think of his name. I can't think of it. I'm gonna have no way to describe him. He's got really like stringy hair in the character, and he's got the little hands.
Can you name a role?
No, I can see him, and I just can't think of the movie. Dang it, I knew that. Sorry, this is a sidebar again.
That's okay.
But I wish that I could just pull him up. I can see him in my mind. And he
Stringy hair.
There's almost...
And T-Rex hands, it seems.
Let's
see,
hold on. You guys keep talking. I'm gonna find him.
I think it'd be funny if one of the lawyers was a... I'm thinking like Amy Poehler. Or Tina Fey.
Or they could both be the lawyers.
They're both lawyers. And then Tim Meadows.
Tim Meadows is the judge.
Who is in Mean Girls with Tina Fey.
Oh, yeah.
Is a judge.
Yeah.
I do like that.
Yeah, I like it. We can see if he pulls us up, though.
Yeah. It's not Danny DeVito. That's too bad. DeVito. Is not Danny DeVito.
He does have T-Rex hands.
But he does not have hair.
No.
But what hair he does have, I would maybe classify as stringy.
You know what? I really wanted this to be a Chris Farley movie. Rest in peace. You know, he has just that heartfelt. We should take a minute to just talk about Chris just briefly, but he has that heart. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's what separated him so much and made him so great. If he was just a goofball, you know, it'd be sad. But it's the fact that he has just that bleeding heart and just that extra dimension to him. I just saw his picture on here, but shout out, I know you're listening from heaven, Chris Farley.
Up there with Matthew McConaughey, Jesus.
Yep.
I actually do absolutely agree. Like, I think that's why like his death was such a huge impact to people, is that like he was funny, but he was also like incredibly full of love. Like, he was lovable.
Right.
And like everyone, that's why people loved him.
Yeah.
And it's probably why like Tommy Boy is a classic. I mean, that's
right. That's the reason why David Spade is in our minds. I mean, really, you know. I mean, is from that movie, because if him and Farley had that kind of bond, that he deserves to be loved by us too. And, you know, that's kind of...
If even David Spade could love Chris Farley.
Well, I was saying it the other way. Spade was kind of like shoehorned in because of his relationship with Farley, you know. Farley vouched for him. I'll take him, you know?
Sure. Yeah. Anyway, lawyers and judge. How do you feel about Tina Fey, Amy Poehler as the lawyers and Tim Meadows as the judge?
I'm here for it.
All right.
I'm here for it.
All right.
Who's this guy?
It's Paul Giamatti.
Oh, right. I knew that. I'm so bad with names. I love Paul Giamatti. But
Paul Giamatti is great. Not...
Not a Paul Giamatti guy.
I don't know.
Did he commit a crime? I'm unaware. No.
Did he grab you when you weren't expecting him?
No. He just looks kind of gross to me. So yeah.
Oh, is it because he's bald, Sean? Is it because he's bald and has a beard?
No.
And he's white. Do you hate white people, Sean?
No.
Racist? No, I'm kidding.
Do you love white people, Sean?
I love white people.
Wow. I love white people. I think white people should have all the power.
I ranked the races.
I'll say this.
I will save us here. I ranked the races, and I put Hispanics first,
okay,
because they're my favorite. And then I didn't rank any other races, but I put white people last.
Oh yeah, all right. Fair enough.
Because I know us the best, so I can boldly say that about us. You know,
all right.
Everybody else, get in where you fit in, but.
I
love Hispanics.
Yes. I love Hispanics.
I do. The nicest people I've met throughout my entire life.
Yep.
Oh, man.
All right. Well, that's that.
I have one more quick casting thing. Is this tradition on What a Pitch?
You need to put a Hispanic in there.
We need to put... No, we need to put Jason Mantzoukas.
I know. Oh, right.
And I think Jason Mantzoukas should be the priest who sees Kellogg speaking to the tip of his penis cat.
For sure.
That works.
And he's just eating a sandwich, and he's like, what the fuck? Yeah. Other than that, I think that's the cast.
I love it.
All right. Well, then it's time to do the trailer.
Woo!
One man lives with an awful affliction. Serial masturbation.
I oftentimes jerk off until I bleed.
After receiving confrontation from his wife, he seeks the last place any man goes to seek an answer, God.
Lord, help me at this time that is the hardest, and I will pray to you for an answer.
You just gotta come here and seek cereal.
Are you sitting on my penis cast, Lord?
Yes, I am. It's very comfortable.
What the fuck? That guy's talking to his penis cast. Receiving this message from God, our man Rudolph Kellogg looks to the least of places that he thought he would find an answer. His neighbor.
Well, I made these delicious cereal bars, these bars, I should say, and I, you know, since you've been falling on tough times there in the hospital, I thought I'd bring them over for you.
Thank you for this kind gesture, neighbor, and I'm so sorry for all that time that you saw me jerking off at the side yard.
Good, because it was fucking obnoxious at times.
I'm really trying to get my life together, and I think I can do it with the help of the Lord.
All right, I appreciate it.
After yet another instance of serial masturbation, Rudolph realizes an amazing discovery.
Cereal is the way that I can get my life together, that I can please my wife, Sarah, and that I can perhaps, once and for all, let my damaged penis heal completely.
Ooh, what are these? Mmm, tasty. What'd you do, Rudolph?
Sarah, that is just milk from our cow and nothing more. Absolutely nothing more. I promise you it is not in any way my seed.
Rudolph starts to build an economic empire until he is brought to the light of truth.
With all this time that I saved by investing time and energy into my cereal business by way of stopping jerking off, I am now an entrepreneur. And I want to help the world.
And guess what? I'm suing your ass for stealing my idea.
You'll never win, Regis.
Let's go to court.
I'll see you in court.
Witness the trial of a lifetime as we see who truly came up with the origins of cereal. Was it Regis Philbin, not the show host? Or was it Rudolph Kellogg, the guy that, you know, we already know he makes cereal?
Well, wait till you come tomorrow when I show my evidence of my great-grandmother's recipe.
I tell you what I'm going to do, Rudolph. I'm going over to his house tonight, and I'm going to shimmy on his lap and test his Puritan ways, and I will milk that recipe right out of his hands.
Come to the theaters this summer to witness a trial that changes the course of history as you watch Serial Jerk rated NC-17 on Disney. And that's our movie, everyone. Thank you for listening and watching in the theater of the mind. Thank you, Ian Pope, for joining us. An absolutely stellar performance.
Beautiful.
Please tell the people how they can continue to support you through any means possible.
Well,
we're okay.
That was my nuts dropping on the ground.
Big hearty nuts.
You can follow Ian Pope Comedy on YouTube. That's basically the only place I'm trying to drive everybody to one source. At Fun Ian on YouTube. I don't know if they're really supporting the handles that they're putting out there yet, so I don't know if that works. But I know that Ian Pope Comedy does. Also, Teehee's Comedy Club, regular host feature down there. Maybe if you're so lucky, a bar room in your hometown. I love a good bar show.
Nice.
Sean, your turn.
Oh, I liked her. Sorry, I just went into my Princess and the Pea. Star high school senior.
I was in that musical too.
Yeah. I don't know why I went there. You should listen to the Popecast if that's still a thing.
Oh yeah, check out the Popecast, available on all platforms.
What's coming up? And I just said coming.
Mid-August. Coming. Yes. Coming to Iowa.
And I believe so September 15th at Teehee's Comedy Club, I'm doing improv, doing the Lovesick comedy show. And then 2 weeks later, Alien Head Emoji is performing at Teehee's. And then 2 or 3 weeks later, October 13th, I believe, we're in Mason City. The last two shows, I may or may not be there. That depends how the fields go. But go out to those anyways and see Alien Head because we always put on a good show. And yeah, I think that's it.
Too true. You can follow me on Twitter at Daniel Cutler. That's KUTTLER. You can follow my band Superboss on Facebook and Instagram at Superboss Theme. And you can follow my band Superboss on Twitter. Well, the app formerly known as Twitter. And
X.
Yep. TikTok at Superboss Music. Also, please follow us wherever you listen to music. That is Apple Music or Spotify or Amazon Music or fucking whatever. Superboss is one word. Please follow both Pandering Talk and What a Pitch on social medias. And also, wherever you listen to podcasts, please subscribe, rate, and review both Pandering Talk and What a Pitch, because that is key for the algorithm. That's it from me. That's it from us. Thank you, Ian Pope, for joining us on today's podcast, and thank you for listening to What a Pitch!
That's core.
Cereal is so hot right now.